Blog Talk Radio.
Twice.
Everybody, you're now live on the Middleman Radio, and you're listening to the Middleman Talk Show. And I'm Al,
and this is Kevin. Moving a little too fast today, boy. Woo!
Hey, slow it down, man. How are you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing well, man. We just taking it a day at a time. Still trying to get over this cold. Trying to make it happen, brother.
Most definitely. People, it is flu season. Make sure that you are out there taking care of yourself. Make sure you're washing your hands promptly. Make sure that you are drinking your hot tea. Add a little honey. Put some cinnamon in there. It'll definitely help you throughout your day. Most definitely.
Hold on, man. You trying to say I ain't washing my hands? That's why I'm sick.
Hey, I'm just passing on what they tell me to pass on. I'm just spreading the word, man.
I'm spreading the germ.
We got hand sanitizer in here. We got hand sanitizer. It's all good.
Hey, what's going on though, man? What's up in the world, man? What's going on in the world?
Well, if you all have not been watching the Judiciary Committee hearings on the impeachment of Donald Trump, please make sure you guys tune in. It is definitely something to watch. You can definitely watch it on YouTube, any forms of streaming. Please watch it, because some of this stuff, I can't believe is really happening. Like it's like a movie. It is definitely like a movie. But pay attention to what's going on, people, because it's very important that we really hear all these things.
I'm going to say this, man. This is the same man that said he can stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue or whatever he said and shoot somebody and still get away with it. Even if he get impeached, just like with Clinton, he's still going to remain in office. He's going to win a second term, and we're going to just be going to hell in a handbasket.
That's why we got to get out there and vote. Get out there and vote, people. If you are 18 and older and you are a registered voter, make sure you are watching what's going on. You are grasping the concept of understanding politics out there. Please do that, people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So, today, man, we got some things we want to talk about today to our people who are listening. We want to thank you guys for tuning in to the Middleman Talk Show. If you would like to call in and make a comment or listen by phone, the number is 516-387-1542. That's 516-387-1542. Today, we're going to discuss a few topics, some serious things around the kidnapping epidemic, our missing persons out here, and we're also going to provide you some tips to stay safe. Very important topic of today. As you guys know, there have been several reports going on within the last maybe 3 to 4, maybe 5 years of an increase of people who have been either gone missing or kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, would you like to identify the current numbers by state, and then we can go back into the further discussion?
Actually, I don't have those in front of me at the moment.
Okay.
I do apologize. I've seen those stats, though, brother. I know that California, Texas, and Florida are leading as far as the number, the highest numbers of missing people. I mean, the thing is that, like you said, well, what we discovered from this particular graph is that it doesn't have an identifier as far as breaking down from a racial standpoint, gender standpoint. It's just showing how many people are missing from these particular areas. And I know with the internet exposing, a lot of people are being kidnapped, especially black women. You know, right. It's very imperative that people keep their eyes open, stay vigilant, pay attention to what's going on around them. As Al said, I mean, man, let's get into the discussion because I know it's important. It's something that could hit any of us at any moment, hopefully, God forbid, with one of our family members or friends. So let's talk about this, man.
Most of it. So I have those figures, Kevin. So per state, and this is per 100,000 people, and like Kevin said, the state of Florida, California, Texas, New York, all have high numbers in comparison to 100,000 people. According to the National Missing Persons Report, over 600,000 people go missing each year, ranging from young children to older individuals within the United States. And this report was out in February of 2019. And also in reference to male to female missing rates, approximately 60% are male, 40% are female. The average age in which they go missing is around 34.
I wonder if that one is current. I was wondering if that one was so current because, I mean, like, they're kidnapping a lot of young women. A lot of young women are going missing, man, like young children, kids, teenagers.
Most definitely.
Man.
Most definitely. And we've all, you know, like, we've all visited Walmart, right? Walmart has the have you seen me, you know, signs, and they have a lot of missing, you know, people and children pictures on that side, you know, with last date scenes and all of that. But that's just a small percentage of those people who are actually missing. And some of those people that we don't even know about, it's probably not even documented. This is just an average number based on the reports. And so the numbers could be higher. So we definitely want to make sure that we are, you know, keeping ourselves safe and keeping an eye on our loved ones. I think back in June or July, back over in Nevada, there was a raid of a facility where this doctor had like tons of organs just in this particular facility, like different types of organs where people could either come in and buy or we don't know what else they were doing with. But, of course, where did he get all these organs from? Mm. Now, part of the statement saying that they were from people who have passed away who were organ donors, but that did not cover the excess amount of organs that were actually in his facility.
Wow. That's crazy, Al. I know a while ago they had a couple of stories about people traveling out to the West and come up missing, and when they find their body, their organs are gone. That was
correct.
A big thing also. If you're out there and you see, I know that we're focusing on these white vans with blacked out windows or no windows, things like that. But I'm going to tell y'all, pay attention to regular cars. There are some people that are kidnapping people with soundproof trunks. They're too, like if one of my classmates out here in Georgia had a situation where there was a female that walked up to her and try to, you know, kind of throw her attention off, and there was another guy trying to sneak up behind her to actually kidnap her. So, I mean, there are so many ways that they try to kidnap people. I know you said you had a couple of things that can help people stay safe. Do you have that? Well, we can talk a little bit about things that people can do to stay safe and keep their eyes open out here.
Yes, most definitely. So, definitely you want to... if you're at home, you want to make sure that all of your locks on your doors and windows are actually working properly. definitely check that within your home. Now, I know a lot of times when we have family members that may be coming in town, sometimes we'll leave a key under the mat, the key in the mailbox. Try not to do that unless you have a lockbox somewhere in which there's a code. You definitely want, if you have garage doors, if you have a garage in your home, make sure that you're keeping your garage door locked and your garage door down if you're not in and out of that door. That is another way people can blindside you by coming inside your home. You definitely want to make sure that you keep your drapes and blinds shut. Keep your drapes and blinds shut, all right? You definitely want to have a safe word in your home that you and your family members only know if any forms of danger arise, all right? Mm-hmm. You also want to create a evacuation plan. So your evacuation plan will list all the exits of the home in case you need to get out of the home fast and safely. You definitely want to have at least 3 to 5 people on speed dial that you can call for assistance outside of 911. Okay. You definitely want to have let's see. Also, when you are out traveling, or if you're just out in public, make sure you be aware of your surroundings, especially when you're going to a restaurant. Make sure you know where the exits are. Make sure you know where the exits are when you're going into a mall or to a store. If you see something suspicious and you have a suspicious feeling, just walk away. Don't cause a scene. Just walk away. Get to your car or get to safety. For your children, make sure that if they have cell phones, there are tons of apps that you can download on your kids' phones where you can track them to see where they are at all times. You can also use the apps for your significant other. My wife and I has an app that we use that is very helpful. I can see where she's at. She can see where I am at. So people, just try to stay as safe as possible. Watch yourself. You know, we're still dealing with human behavior, people. We're still dealing with human behavior, so we got to stay precautious.
I got one also, Al, for the people that do go out to the clubs. Be careful of your drinks. If you set your drink down, make sure you have something to cover it up. You know, don't smoke from everybody. You know, don't drink behind everybody. You never know what they put in those you know, those, they may put an illegal substance or some type of substance in there that can knock you out. But just be careful. Keep your eyes open. Stay vigilant. And take care of yourself. That's one of the main things we wanted to talk about today.
One quick thing for those who take rides with Uber and Lyft, while you're in the car, either stay on the phone with someone, or text someone to let them know you are getting in the Lyft, so they would know where you are as well too.
Check that child lock also, because sometimes they'll put that child lock on. You cannot get out that back door. You know, keep you some mace. Keep you some spray foam mace. Spray it dead in their eyes. Put the keys in your fingers so you can form like a claw almost and bust them upside the head if you need to. Just take care of yourself. But we're going to revisit this again at a later date because, I mean, this is very important to our community, to our children. We want to make sure everybody's out there safe, you know, in a good manner. But we do appreciate everybody that's been downloading the show. We got one more show that we're going to do that's short, the last tune-up show. And the middleman will be officially kicking back off to our shows with great topics. And we want you guys to call in. I know these shows are short. You're not able to call. Hey, man, I really can't talk with y'all. But guess what? We'll be back on full force. We got one more. What? And it's like, one more. And it's on. So, Al, what you got to say? What you got to say, man?
Hey, thank you for taking the time out to listen to the Middleman Talk Show. Enjoy your day. Have a great day. Do something great with your day.
And we got